You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. It's time for our weekly visit with Diana West, a longtime syndicated columnist, best-selling author, blogger par excellence, and all-around fabulous pundit who contributes to our thinking about particularly things that relate to our national security, our culture, and the character of our nation, which, as she's pointed out in her book, American Betrayal, is, as in the past, under assault. Diana West, welcome back. It's so good to have you. How are you?
Oh, just fine. Wonderful to be with you.
Good. Well, let's talk about a couple of related topics that you've been thinking about. Diana, you asked the pregnant question, where is the Democratic National Committee's server? Why are you asking that question?
Yes, the Russian hacking story, the notion that the state of Russia attacked our election successfully and breached the Democratic National Committee, thereby causing somehow by the revelation of emails the loss of Hillary Clinton, is a narrative that is being pounded into us. And it depends on that Russian attack on the DNC server. So the DNC server itself is a very important piece of evidence, but that piece of evidence has never been examined by the FBI or any other appropriate government agency. The determination that Russia hacked our country is on the say-so of an extremely controversial, to put it nicely, DNC contractor by the name of CrowdStrike, who has had to retract similar findings on another occasion, thereby giving us very little faith in its word alone.
Diana West is in the house virtually. We're talking with her about the curious tale of the Democratic National Committee's server. And Diana, you've essentially made the case that there's this enormous house of cards that has been built on this server of the DNC that has yet to be inspected by the FBI or any other government agency. I can't get my head around how this could be.
Well, that's a very logical question, but again, you have to put this in the context of the swamp, where it belongs, because we have had this revelation. This was made by former FBI Director Comey under oath several times in Congress over the past, say, 6 to 8 months, when going back to at least the beginning of the year, when he first admitted this fact that he was fine with it. The former director of the FBI thought this was perfectly okay to outsource this extremely important piece of evidence, which again can almost be seen as a casus belli in terms of ratcheting up tensions between the United States and Russia. But worse even than that is that the Congress had no problem with his answer. Time and again, when he would be questioned about this, the congressmen, Republicans, I don't think the Democrats brought it up, would just move on. And this is where you start seeing the nothing to see here, folks. Nobody wanted to get to the bottom of this, which I think does show us the extent to which the Congress is eager to create this same false narrative at the expense, certainly, of President Trump, but also the nation, because this is very dangerous.
No, this is portentous, to say the least, and it's unbelievable that we are not getting to the bottom of this when it is possible to do so. Diana West, let me ask you, because this seems related at least in a couple of respects, information technology, penetration of systems by perhaps foreign powers or at least foreign nationals, and a curious lack of attention, at least until very recently, on the part of the Congress about what's going on. In this case, the House Democratic Caucus has a huge scandal, it appears. Ron DeSantis says it ranks right up there with the worst of congressional scandals in history. He being, of course, the chairman of the National Security Subcommittee of the House Oversight Committee, and a man who's fortunately begun stepping up and saying he wants to get into this thing and start a serious review of what's been happening. But Diana, tell us, as best you can make sense of it, what on earth has gone on with these Pakistani nationals working for Debbie Wasserman Schultz and, by some accounts, 20 or more Democratic members of the House, including of the Intelligence Committee, of the Foreign Affairs and Armed Services, and Homeland Security Committees.
Yes, all of the above. And it is a scandal of the highest proportions. It seems to be developing along a parallel track to the DNC server story. There is enough evidence already revealed that we have open source already discussed, I think, to measure up for a Justice Department investigation, not just congressional hearings, which we know usually go absolutely nowhere. This is a flaming crime in process, including people leaving the country, Pakistanis leaving the country, being apprehended at Dulles Airport, taking vast sums of money. The ingredients here are so extraordinary that, again, we have to look at the reaction, similar to Republican congressmen and senators not caring that the FBI did not check the DNC server to find out if the Russians had hacked. You see a similar kind of paralysis or blankness when it comes to this story in the media, in the law enforcement agencies, in the everywhere, all around it, in the Congress, with people starting to take notice, but not on the level of concern and alarm that this already warrants. I mean, there's already evidence. We don't know about DNC. We just have to want to look for more evidence. On this case, we have evidence, and no one is doing anything, and Americans should be extremely alarmed.
Indeed. Well, we're going to talk more about all of this with Adam Credo of the Washington Free Beacon momentarily, and he is on the case, I'm happy to say, as are others like Luke Rosiak at the Daily Caller. But we need the Congress on the case, that's for sure. Dinah West, very quickly, finally, America's sheriff, as he's long been known, Joe Arpaio, is apparently going to be, well, imprisoned, I think, shortly, if his appeal of a judge's ruling that found him in contempt of court stands up. What's going on there, and what should America think about what's happening to its sheriff?
Oh, yes. And yes, and certainly I would just add that the Daily Caller and the Free Beacon have been on this, but just in terms of the wider media, where things do need to resonate to seem to move anything. On Sheriff Arpaio, he has been kangaroo courted in a judge rendered verdict, not a jury, for enforcing American immigration law. I mean, that is the basic way to understand this story. But given his service, given his role, given his defense and support of President Trump from the beginning of his run, and given their convergence, if you will, on the immigration issue, to which Sheriff Arpaio gave candidate Trump so much credibility and so much support in his campaigning days, particularly in Arizona, this man deserves a pardon pronto. This man should not, this 86-year-old sheriff who's done so much good to try to hold the line, literally, against mass immigration, against the lawlessness, against the absolute invasion by legions of aliens. I mean, that's what we're looking at over the past decades into this country. This man should not be on trial in his old age. He should be celebrated. Frankly, I think he should have a job in this administration. But he certainly deserves a pardon from President Trump, and I will be extremely crushed and disappointed in him if he does not recognize this glaring moral duty that is on him.
Yeah, not least because I don't imagine that Joe Arpaio would last very long in a prison in which people he's incarcerated are held. Dinah West, this is one of the travesties that you follow so well and so closely at, among other places, your own outlet, dinahwest.net, as well as the Daily Caller, and of course with us each week. We're always appreciative of your time. Thank you for joining us. Come back to us again. Next up, as mentioned, we'll talk with Adam Credo, who's doing important path-breaking reporting on the House and IT scandal and more, straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.